Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is a playoff week. It starts Sunday, 4:30. The Eagles and the 49ers. I like the path, and I would not be surprised if the Eagles repeat as Super Bowl champions. Hugh Douglas would. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, back to everyone's phone calls here in just a minute on all this. We also were yelling about whether Week 18 mattered, which it did not.
It did well.
It made it just...
Yeah.
For some teams, certainly it did.
Well, it should have mattered for this team. I mean, I think it should have. I mean, in my humble opinion.
I know, but...
In my non-Super Bowl winning opinion.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, that's you. That's your own commentary on your own career.
I'm just saying, in my non-Super Bowl winning
Well,
career.
In my non-anything opinion, it shouldn't have mattered. Because once they rested the starters, I didn't think they really cared about winning the football game. I think that played out in the way they did it. All right, but Hugh, obviously, Kevin Petullo, is not the most loved offensive coordinator here this year by most people's account. And I thought it was interesting this morning on the morning show, Jaws was on, right? On with them every week, and they were discussing Petullo. Listen to Jaws when asked by John Ritchie about Petullo and like, hey, if this goes bad, is his job on the line this weekend?
Do you think there are coaching jobs on the line this week, basically, with the way that we perform?
No, not at all. In fact, the only thing
if your name rhymes with Frufrulo,
some guys might get other jobs because people know how good this organization is. They know how good the coaching staff is, and the record speaks for itself. And you know, I talked to a lot of other people around the league rather than just Philadelphia people, and there are a lot of great coaches on the staff that you know they're going to try to poach people from this staff if they get jobs somewhere. So this coaching staff is held in high regard.
Well, our offensive coordinator, is he one of those names that is circulating to be poached?
Yes.
So Jaws...
I mean, but we've heard that.
Yeah. No, but we have. But it's interesting because there's two parts to this. One, some people seem to think, as Jaws is saying, that Kevin Petullo and the offensive staff held in high regard. There was a report a few weeks ago.
That he was up for a job.
Yeah, that maybe the Giants in particular would want to interview Kevin Petullo for their head coaching job. That's one side. But then you have... I'd say most of the fan base saying Petullo stinks. He's got to be gone. Didn't we have a caller yesterday who said even if they win the Super Bowl, they want him fired? Okay, so there's that. I'll just throw it out this way. Do you think his job's on the line on Sunday?
Or should it be?
Okay.
I do. And I know you're saying I'm putting all this weight on one game, but that was a pretty bold thing to do. Go out there with your starters and not try to win the game. And you know, just concede the loss. As far as you guys are concerned, just concede the loss. Oh, we're not trying.
How is that not what they did?
Wait a second. Didn't the head coach sign off on the strategy? Petullo's not going rogue.
Okay, first of all.
As a head coach,
I'm working on it. I need to work on my enunciation a little bit. But first off, to go into a game and concede the L to me is bananas. And if you did that, shame on you. Because your backups are supposed to go out there and anytime they play and be comparable to the starters. And I know the starters are the starters for a reason.
Yeah.
But when you do that, and if you go out there and you make that message, say that message, if that is what's the messaging, that you don't believe in the secondary. You don't believe in the secondary players. I think that's just ridiculous. And if that's what they did, then no, you need to be fired for that, in my opinion.
So, look, the Eagles certainly could move on from Kevin Petullo, and I think this season it would be...
How does he come back, Joe?
I can tell you very easily how he comes back.
How?
Two reasons. Number one, the Eagles, what do we always say? They never have continuity offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they do, but I don't want that. Okay. I don't want that continuity.
You don't have to like my reasoning, but I could tell... If they bring him back, I could tell you right now what the spin is. They have not had continuity, and they could create continuity by keeping this guy. And the other thing, did we all just forget most of the season? One game with Tanner McKee, one game with Hugh and Richie yelling about Petullo and play calling. The Eagles may view it as the quarterback and the offensive line injuries were the bigger issue than the play caller. I mean, you could agree with that, you could disagree with it, but guys, I don't think it is a lock that Kevin Petullo's gone. I don't think it's a lock.
He should be. Because, I just pulled up where the Eagles are ranked.
It's not good.
Offensively. They're like, 16th?
Yeah,
I'm just looking at it. And I'm looking at every team that's ahead of them. And off the top of my head, just looking at the roster, looking at the Trevor Lawrences and the Sam Darnolds and all those other guys. No, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at the passing leaders, the passing leaders. But the point that I'm making is this. When I look at that passing leader list, Jalen's like 16th. But when I look at the personnel that we have, I think to myself, when I see Jared Goff name, when I see Dak Prescott name, when I see Drake May name, and I see Sam Darnold's name, I'm like, who are these guys throwing to? And I have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley. Why am I as a quarterback sitting at 16th? That's a problem.
I don't disagree with your premise, but do the Eagles think it's the coordinator's problem or the quarterback's problem?
But that's what I'm saying. If I've amassed this talent and I have a coordinator that's so arrogant that he goes into a game and now you feel I'm putting the pieces together for you, and you got a quarterback that throw the ball 40 times as a backup, and you don't try to win, then you don't deserve to have your
job.
They
didn't try to win.
Team didn't matter. The game head coach set, signed off
game
on
set,
it.
Game, set, match.
No, I can't believe we're doing this. I know.
Game, set, match.
You're firing him off of week 18?
I'm firing him off of a whole body of work.
You're not lasting a month in it.
Listen. Yes, I am.
No.
I give myself – I told Ike yesterday, I said, though, we'll probably make it to the middle of the season.
The bye, maybe?
Hopefully.
If you get a bye in the middle of the year? All right.
Because I'm going to cut somebody out.
The hit piece that comes out of that locker room about you is going to
be awesome. I do think there is a real chance they move on from Petullo, but I don't think it is definite he's gone. I mean, if you tell me they lose 20-17 on Sunday, they're out.
How does he survive this, Joe?
Because the head coach wants him to.
Well –
I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well, and I say this with all due respect, he's a bubblehead.
Well,
if he does that. Coach, if you're listening right now, you a bubblehead.
But you called him a bubblehead after winning the Super Bowl, so there's not much variance.
Well, it's a term of endearment at this point.
What if the Eagles think the problem has been the quarterback, not the play call?
And if
then the play caller is not going anywhere.
The plot thickens.
It does.
If Jalen Hurts is in a unique situation – because, and I know I feel like I'm being hypocritical. I can't think. I'm being hypocritical.
Head coach material, ladies and gentlemen.
Hypocritical because of the way I phrased some things last week. But Jalen Hurts is in the catbird seat as far as being re-signing, because he's a lame duck after this year, right?
So he only has guaranteed money next year. Next year's the last year of guaranteed money on his deal.
Yes.
2026,
and he's. And this is going to sound crazy, but it's the truth. He's grossly underpaid.
Stop.
As a quarterback is concerned.
Stop it.
I'm not.
You talking about?
Okay,
are you nuts?
Okay. Brock Purdy make more money than Jalen Hurts right now.
He performs better.
But Jalen Hurts' resume is much better than Brock Purdy's. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Are you advocating for a raise for Jalen Hurts?
I'm always advocating for somebody to get paid.
You're a problem.
If it ain't me. And if Jalen's in the catbird seat, because all Jalen got to do is win this one game. I'm not saying that's what he's shooting for.
I can't believe this guy's greasing the skids for a Hurts extension and pay raise.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's coming.
I have a lot to say.
I don't know.
Kevin Petullo can't be here, man.
Well.
He can't be here.
Also, if we're talking about jobs being on the line Sunday, the devil's got to be in the details,
yes.
Right? Like, if Hurts has a Chargers-esque game, that changes things, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more on him than the coordinator then. I think there's
a chance. There's a lot at play.
There's a chance they move on, but I don't think this is a lock. I'm not, if they lose Sunday, I'm not like expecting the news to come out Sunday night or Monday morning, Petullo's gone. I mean, maybe, but I don't think this is as much of a lock as it's been made it to be, or much of a feeling out there that he's going to be gone. I don't know. I mean, Jaws seem pretty adamant that the people he talks to think Petullo's better than we think he is. So we'll see what goes on now. If they do move on, a couple names already out there that are obviously intriguing. Kevin Stefanski fired yesterday by the Cleveland Browns, and I would be very intrigued with him as a coordinator. Now, one just popped up a few minutes ago. Apparently the Commanders, according to Adam Schefter, the Commanders and Cliff Kingsbury have decided to go their separate ways.
There it is. I'll take Cliff Kingsbury. In a heartbeat.
So, you know what's interesting about that? 2 years ago, when they got Kellen Moore, the other guy that was kind of...
In the wheelhouse, Cliff Kingsbury.
It was Kingsbury.
All right, then. Hey, listen, Coach Petullo, I'm sorry you out. I'm hiring. I'm hiring Kingsbury. Kingsbury.
You've been a disaster this
season. Yeah, I have. I'm working on my head coaching chops.
Not
because I know that is going to be Kyle. That's going to be my downfall, man.
The well, press I think conference. There's a, more yeah, than there's a few downfalls, yeah.
Because there's a lot of different ways we could get there.
No, I'm saying because I speak in stream of
all
conscience.
All I know is we're
and that's going to that's gonna hurt me. Yes. That's going to hurt me.
What are you going to do when Arthur Blank says, delete all those social medias? Delete them all.
See, that's going to be a problem. Okay, first of all.
Deleting them won't be a problem. It'll be creating new ones.
No, what's going to happen, I'm going to probably have to relinquish my social media account.
I think just hand over your phone.
Oh, yeah. No, that thing, somebody needs to erase that from internet history.
I have a team in place already, like a personal, like my personal handlers. I need that.
Yeah, you need a few.
I need a handler. But I've already kind of like workshopped that.
Okay.
Not going to be on the social media space.
It's probably best.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
Responding to fans after the game when you blow a big fourth down decision.
Well, wait a minute. How you know I'm going to blow it? How you know I'm going to blow some calls?
Well, I mean, every coach does.
It's inevitable. Yeah.
I mean.
And I just need to work on my explanation. And I need to explain it in a way where I'm very articulate.
Yep.
I'm concise.
Oh, that's
in the way that I'm
as our listeners know, that's you.
We've arrived at your downfall.
Listen, but I got time. I got a couple months before I actually have to, coach and talk to people.
Okay, now just to bring this whole thing back to Petullo quickly. What saves his job? Because it seems like you're ready to move on.
A Super Bowl?
Whoa, anything short? No?
I would say, Joe, I know we're making light of it, but that's pretty arrogant to go into the last game of the season.
Get back to this.
We're stuck on this.
I'm stuck on it. Why can't I be? Because it's telling. It is telling. You win it. One or two things happen. And forget both of y'all. But one or two things happen this weekend. Either you went out there and tried to prove a point.
Yes.
Or you conceded the L with the guys that you told all week long.
Well,
it's
we
about
know
winning.
They conceded the
well,
L.
Well, maybe A led to B. No. A led to B or B led to A or whatever.
You know,
I don't know, man. That's ridiculous to me.
You know what could save his job?
What's that?
If those people were right and they were playing possum this whole time.
Ooh.
Playing possum, oh guys.
Dropped 40 on Sunday.
Yep.
All right, they win the game on Sunday. Is he safe?
For a week.
They win in Chicago. Is he safe?
For another week.
I really think it's going to depend on what things look like.
Okay, but let me give you, I think this is a reasonable thing that could happen. They beat the Niners 23-20.
Yeah.
It looks okay.
Yeah.
They beat the Bears 24-23. It looks pretty good. They lose in Seattle 27-10, and the offense gets shut down by the best defense in football. Is that enough to save his job? Title game trip?
You know, are they going stretches where they don't complete a pass for an entire half?
They only scored 10 points, probably.
I think the die's already been cast for him, man. You set a precedent by paying two receivers. The first time it had been done in NFL history. Cincinnati Bengals followed in lockstep with that. They have underachieved. Did they fire any of their coaches yet?
No. I think Zach Taylor is bringing the whole staff back.
Okay, there's a whole staff has come back. No, I'm thinking about the Cleveland staff. But the bottom line is this: for the money that we've allocated on one side of the ball, it has not lived up to expectations.
Of course,
look at it from a financial standpoint, people, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about dollars and cents, and the fact that our quarterback is going to ask for an extension.
Well, he's
going to ask. For an extension. Look at me, Joe. He's going to ask.
Yeah, he can ask all he wants.
And he's going to get it.
No.
And he's going to get it.
That's a big no.
And now you're talking about allocating more resources to that side of the ball. You can't have the 16th rank or whatever the defense ranked, and you got that kind of money invested in that. Can't happen.
No, you can't extend him off of this season.
No shot.
I mean, what other season are we going to do it? Because this is the one that's going to happen.
He better get better.
Well, you know what?
We're not having it at all.
If he wants an extension, go win the next four games. And then obviously we could talk extension.
Yeah, he ain't about to get paid. He ain't going into next season with no newfound money.
Well, he can ask all he wants. I'm not paying.
Oh, yeah, he's paying. He ain't going to pay.
Not my money. I'm not paying it either. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Stream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man. Listen, Hugh. I kind of agree with you, man.
Because I have vision.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to keep it real, though.
Keep it a bean. Talk to him.
Like, that game, we shouldn't have lost that game. And if he just was going to just throw that game away, like, come on, man. Like, that was a game to like, try and do different plays and open the playbook up a little more and everything. But it's like, you know, it was like a nonchalant type of game, like, for Sirianni. But and I'm hoping it don't carry on to the next game. You know what I mean? But my only thing is, man, like...
But why would it carry over?
What are we talking about?
They didn't try to win that
game. Nobody played.
I understand that, man, but...
Like, doesn't sound like it.
We could have had the second seed. You know what I'm saying? We could have actually played to win. You know what I mean? Like, why play to lose, though?
My thing is this. Will, let me help you out. I look at it like this. If I've been heavily scrutinized the way that Coach Petullo's been heavily scrutinized, right, regardless to what the head coach says, why would I go out there and lay a big old stinky turd knowing that the people think that I'm the reason why this offense is inept anyway? That to me makes no sense.
But they can't coach based on what the fans think.
No, but you're coaching based on your pride and how you feel about what's going on. You get, like, there were certain things that happened during the course of the season where people took it too far. And you go out there and you sit up there and you say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to run the ball. No, I'm going to throw the ball 40 times to show everybody that they were right about
Maybe
me.
Maybe this was an organizational decision.
I'm a bubblehead.
This could have been
guys were right.
Howie and Nick could have said, this is what we're doing today. And then, like, what's Petullo going to do?
I'm a doofus. No. I'm a doofus. That's basically what he said. I'm a doofus.
Pretty much.
I'm going to go out here.
You guys.
That one's coming back.
Petullo might be the most just beat up person in the city for no reason for this past game.
No. What you mean beat up? He deserves to get beat up. That was a doofus thing to
the
do if he
head
signed up
coach
on that.
Told us they don't care if they win.
The doofus.
I actually can't believe we're even doing this right now.
Believe
right.
it.
I mean, to be honest, like, you know, okay. They threw that game away or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So they didn't. All right, that's cool. I mean, it's not cool. God. I mean, I'm keeping it real though, man, because like right now we could do something that haven't been done in a long time, man. And like
go back to back,
well, the Chiefs said here,
just, there's no easy way out, like, Joe.
Chiefs said just
I mean,
this,
I mean so that's home. Real though, man, because like I don't understand like why every game from here on out from last game to this game to the next game. Why wasn't we playing it serious? Like, I mean, okay, no. You shouldn't have threw that game away. And I really felt some type of way about it. And I ain't going front, man. Like, you know, I'm always on board with the Eagles in it. And I know they can win it. And I know there's no other team out there, I mean, that can actually beat it. My bad.
But you good, dog. Spit it out.
All right. Let me break it down like this. What I'm saying is this, man. Like, we shouldn't have just gave that game away. And I believe, like, we should play every game like it's the last game. You know what I'm saying? We should always keep that, you know, keep that drive going, man. Like, and I don't know, man.
What if players got hurt, Will? I mean, like, why?
I mean, I just don't like how that game went.
I get it.
Will followed up yesterday with an absolute stinker.
Will,
I mean, what the hell was that?
I agree, but we're gonna do better tomorrow. Will, as a collective.
Wow. He will alone. He's speaking his truth.
What does Sunday have to do with the playoffs?
What are
and
we
Sunday
doing?
Sunday has everything to do with the playoffs. That's
everything?
What I'm trying to get you to think. Yes,
everything.
Everything.
I can't stand you today.
You have. I'm explaining it away, and I'm trying to explain it, and y'all ain't picking up what I'm putting down.
That's exactly right.
Because this dude winning. What has Kevin Petullo done for you this year that gives him the cachet to go out there and lay the big old stinky turd?
Do you think the head coach signed off on the philosophy?
And if the head coach did that, he needs to be slapped across the lips, too.
Oh, I don't know who's doing the slapping, but I'm sure the head coach signed off on it.
I'll volunteer.
Well, now you're now this is
no,
not,
I'm just saying, because
it's a fraternity
that,
of head
me,
coaches you're in.
Yeah, that to me makes no sense. You're not that good.
Okay,
let me pull that back, because you are good. What's your record? 14 and what?
No.
What
was
it? 11 and... 11 and 5 or whatever. No, I was thinking about
I'm going to need everybody to get it together.
No, but my point is your offense has underachieved statistically all year long.
Yes, we agree.
And you don't have the – to me, you don't have the luxury to make that call. If you're going to play the back, because I understand you want to keep your team healthy.
Yes.
I get that. I have no problem with that. But to go out there with the arrogance and say, we don't have to win this game, we're going to play it our way, be damn the scoreboard.
Okay. Can I give you an analogy? We like analogies in this show.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Let's say we're both off for a day or on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a playoff week, right? So we would be talking about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But let's say tomorrow we're not off tomorrow. We'll be here. But if we were off tomorrow, and they put TK in, right? TK and Broads came in here tomorrow. And they talked about the Flyers for 4 hours, which they would do a good job with, but it's not really the topic of the situation, right? We're talking about the Eagles. What would that have to do with us coming back on Thursday and talking about the Eagles and Niners?
I would tell TK and Bro, like, what the hell y'all doing? It's playoff week.
I agree. But when you and I sat down on Thursday to talk Eagles-Niners.
I would apologize.
Well, okay, you can apologize, but we would just talk.
I don't know what TK and Bros are talking about.
But we would pick up where we left off.
Yeah, we would.
And talk about the Eagles and Niners.
But that's a good analogy, but I don't think it applies in this matter because you have been a team all year long with your winning record. Nick Sirianni, and I got to give him his props. He has a winning record. But your team, whether it's fair or not, offensively has been heavily scrutinized.
It's been bad.
All season long.
Based on expectations, bad, yeah.
Yes. And for you to be arrogant enough to go out there and just use that last game of the season, even though your starters are not playing, as a throwaway, that is not smart. That's not smart business to me. You need to get, if anything, Joe, say – something happens, something crazy happens, and some of those guys got to play. You've already let them know that you don't have any confidence in them to win the game because you didn't give them anything to work with. You didn't give them the right tools to go out there and do the job. Well, that's what you did.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the real players don't get hurt.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's a whole lot of hope.
Well, that sure is. Let's go to Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Dennis. What's up?
Hey, you.
Yes.
Listen, when you get that job in Atlanta, remember, when you face off with the press, less is more. And
I'm working on that.
We tell him that every day. Yeah. He doesn't listen to us.
Less is more, and find a way to answer the question without answering the question. But anyway, I would be surprised, gentlemen, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. You said he was going to be the drunken uncle. He hated to be the drunken uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the drunken grandfather.
Okay.
For me, it's pretty simple. All year, I'm not even talking about Sunday's game, all year, and it's been said a lot today, I have observed an offense that has really inconsistent execution all year, every game, all year. The defense has played really well. And by the way, Joe, I have to remind you, I talked you off the ledge before the draft because you thought this defense was going to stink this year.
Well, I think stink is strong, but I did think they would fall
to a top 10,
not top five. You're right. I mean, I was worried, and you were more confident. I remember.
So anyway, I think the defense is going to play lights out, but when you get to play better teams as you roll through the playoffs, somebody's going to figure this defense out. And they only have to figure it out for about 20 points. Because invariably, our offense is going to be inconsistent. I don't think that ever changes this year. And it's the entire offensive scheme. It's not just one player. It's just not one person. It's the entire offensive scheme when you're inconsistent all year. That's just how I feel.
Well, I get it, and you're not wrong about that. I just think, and I know maybe this isn't the – if you like the strongest pillar to go on to why they can repeat,
mm-hmm.
we have to look at the competition. I think to me the most impressive team all year is a 5 seed that has to go on the road probably the whole time. The Los Angeles Rams, right? So that
they were kind of the consensus favorite early on. Well, late in the season,
and
to
now
be the
they're
best
a wild card,
team.
Right? So if we play them, it's going to be here. The other most impressive team is the Seahawks. And as much as I think it's probably a little bit unfair to say that Sam Darnold always chokes, he only played one playoff game, he also does turn the ball over a lot. He's never played big in a big game. So, like, you're telling me if the Eagles play the Seahawks in Seattle that they couldn't get 2 turnovers off Sam Darnold and win a very ugly, low-scoring game? They could. I'm not saying this is a lock. I'm not saying this is definitely going to happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if any of this happens. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Russ Tucker after the break. His take on this. And, of course, this matchup on Sunday plus your phone calls. Would you be surprised if this Eagles team Just does it. Goes and wins it all on back-to-back after the weird regular season. Would you be surprised? Yes or no? We'll discuss. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is time of year everybody talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are in my weekly game plan, people. They're preseason, packed with protein, and oven-ready in about 35 minutes. No stress, no guesswork. From Savory Brown Sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or Honey Garlic Teriyaki. These flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.